Welcome to Wisconsin History Podcast. I'm Nathan Kaczewski, and this is where we look into the people and places that have shaped Wisconsin, plus give an overview of places you can visit. In the northwestern part of the state, there's a village called Luck. Incorporated in 1905, legend has it the village was named Luck because loggers in the 1800s going down the St. Croix River were lucky to make it to Big Butternut Lake before sundown. Yet the Wisconsin Historical Society says the village was named by Daniel F. Smith, a blacksmith, because, and I quote, "I propose to be in Luck the balance of my life." The village is placed to one of the state's first incorporated creameries, known as Luck Creamery Company, started in 1885 by seven Danish immigrants, and the company was essentially run as a co-op and was later adopted by many farmers around the state. Luck is also known as the yo-yo capital of the world. The yo-yo, possibly the second oldest toy in the world, first being a doll, but Donald Duncan placed the loop around the axle instead of the traditional knot. This led to the ability of doing tricks with the yo-yo, like putting it to sleep. The yo-yo factory was built in 1846 in Luck due to the number of maple trees which were used to produce the wood toys. The factory could produce 3,600 toys an hour. As a side note, the first plastic yo-yos were produced in 1955 near Baraboo. Due to trademark court battles over the name yo-yo, Mr. Duncan Company went bankrupt. Currently, the village is home to the St. Croix Valley Hardwoods and the Durex products. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, please send them to wisconsinhistory@gmail.com. Wisconsin History is one word. You can find additional podcasts on the Wisconsin History Author Facebook page or at iTunes. All references for this podcast will be listed on the Facebook page as comments to this episode. And thanks to Justin for letting me know about yo-yos in Wisconsin. And thank you for listening.